Paul, it's the second day now of the Festival of British Eventing. First, talk me through your summer and your build-up to Gatcombe.
I've been having a great season and a great summer, and certainly the sun is shining here at Gatcombe, which makes it feel like the summer's been even better. I've been a little bit disappointed that I'm not in Rio this weekend, but every cloud has a silver lining, and absolutely loving the opportunities that are coming my way here with the Masters Series at Gatcombe.
Talk to me more about the Event Riders Masters. Fantastic new competition, and I mean, it seems to have got everybody talking.
Well, I certainly hope it's got everybody talking. It's certainly got all the riders talking. It's got all the riders thinking about it. We're loving the series, loving that it's on TV, and loving the prize money as well. Finally getting some recognition for the hard work that we do at the elite level of the sport. So super exciting, and long may it continue and continue to develop.
It's fantastic as well for getting crowds that maybe traditionally haven't always watched eventing and getting them excited too.
Yeah, that's definitely the idea of the Master Series, is to try and broaden it outside of the equestrian community, or even within the equestrian community, to those that maybe have not seen too much eventing before, because we are a super exciting extreme sport, so that's the whole idea.
And Gatcombe itself, talk to me about your relationship with Gatcombe. It's a fantastic competition. Everybody loves coming here, particularly with younger horses. I know that's not the situation for you this year, but how do you feel about when you come to Gatcombe?
No, well, I don't have many young horses anymore, so I'm certainly just bringing my elite level horses here. So I've just got the one horse, Yogi Bear, in the Open Championships, the Masters. And I'd have to say it's been quite a few years since we brought him here, because he's a quite a unique character. He's exceptionally brave. And last time he came here at the third fence in the cross country, if anybody knows the third fence, it's very unique and to Gatcombe, with the house on the edge of the hill there, with a massive big slide after it. Well, you're supposed to just quietly pop the house and slide down. Well, my horse doesn't do anything quietly, and he jumped it all in one, and we landed at the bottom in a big splat and crashed through the stone wall that I found was in the bottom amongst the hedges. So I'm hoping we don't replicate that again, and actually that's why it's been quite a few years since we've been here, because we just didn't think it was very wise to bring him here. That's a, you know, something that's very hard to train a horse out of. So maybe he remembers or learnt, or maybe I'll go the slightly longer option there. That's my main worry at the moment about Gatcombe and Yogi Bear.
What are your expectations then? Obviously winning is the ultimate goal, but what are your goals that you've set yourself for competing this weekend at Gatcombe?
That's the only goal, winning. That's what I'm here for. Yogi and I are here to win. We're here to get the Masters. We're here to, you know, I've just literally today actually bought myself a new house, secured the deal on a new house. So financially, I need the money. We need to win.